Hello, everyone. Hello, Nathan, Holger. Hello, Esther, George, Grace, Malcolm, Holly. Lovely to be with you. So from presence as presence, you are undefined. You have no form, no shape, no size. As reality, you are infinite. When you breathe, it is the universe which is breathing through you. When you hear, it is the universe that is hearing. There is no limited personal reality. There is no person to comfort. Is no person to heal. That is your direct, pure experience. But that may not be your belief system. And your feeling system. Which may be layers of thoughts. the direct pointing is reality pointing directly to itself, from itself to itself. Everything else is secondhand. So in imagining yourself to be a secondhand character, a third or fourth generation, ask yourself, what is it that perceives? In this moment, right now. Is it the body mind that perceives? What is my reality in this moment? Is it a personal structure that is made out of memories and images and recollections? What sort of structure is necessary in this moment to be, to perceive? Can I navigate fault, the limited process of thinking to come upon the ocean of freedom, love and beauty? How many millions of thoughts and experiences and mind states do I need to know myself as this aware presence right now? How far back in time do I need to travel? How far forward in the future do I need to travel to awaken to presence, to being in this moment? How many hurdles do I need to overcome? How many problems I need to solve? How many attainments do I need to attain to awaken to freedom? Or is the causeless freedom, causeless peace available right now in this moment of being. Being, not knowing, not in the past, not in time. We have been playing the game of being somebody. Somebody to be respected, to be honored. Somebody to be loved. This sense of personal self, which is given so much importance. What is it? What is this sense of personal self? What is it made of? What is it that we are defending, protecting, getting irritated? Can we see through this hallucination, this process of make believe that I am somebody? And that you have to honor me and respect me. What is this other? Make believe myself, make believe another. It's a dramatic play that we choreograph and play. And then we throw in the spice, we add to the mix the feelings, the emotions. It's very exciting this way. Because then you feel it. It stings. There's something in this sting, in this spice. That's sort of exciting, isn't it? To be irate. To feel the juices pumping through the body, the face getting red. The fists. The shoulders, the neck, and the belly getting all hot. And then the barrage of thoughts. How dare they do this to me? We get a sense of self-definition. Personal power. It's such an ancient pattern has been repeating itself throughout the cultures. Now it's our turn to play this role of a personal entity. It's fascinating, isn't it? We want the world to respond to our unspoken conditions and demands. The universe should know better than bypass my Señor. Then we want to lash out. Get them down where they belong. nor yet caught in the spider's web. Can we let the spider come and bite us, bite right through our sense of self? Can we experience whatever appears to us with a interest? And an interest that is pure, it's an open interest. Where moment by moment we are discovered. We are uncovered, unveiled. Truly not know. Not to know anything. Because in being, that which we are, we already are, already is. Nothing lacking. No need to define yourself in any way. because you are the totality. You are the roots and the trunk and the branches and the leaves. You don't need to beat around the bush. Go straight to amness, I am. You will find it. It finds itself. Not as an object, not as a form, a particular form, but as being, borderless, universal being, edgeless being. Not some concept, not an image, not an idea. You go from being a so-called particular wave to your true being, which is the ocean. As the ocean, infinite waves but each wave is reality, is truth, its essence is I. Universal being. Every cell of your being, every aspect of your being is this universality. Every ray of sunshine points to the sun. It's called sunshine. the sun shining. When you look at the sunshine, you see the sun. Whenever you refer to I, you're referring to God's being. Because in every self, there is God's self. Like in every ray of sunshine, there is the sun. Don't confuse yourself to be anything else. So be open, remain open to the mystery. Because God is mysterious. Okay.